Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This whole situation in general just like made me question why we're expected to all of a sudden know how to be a functional member of society. Like, is it bullshit? Probably. Is it to sell loads of self-help books? Probably. Right now, I'm actively letting go of things that don't fulfill me. Hey, happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a good week so far. Welcome back to Grow and Grind, the podcast. I'm Laura. If you don't know me and you've just randomly stumbled upon this episode, I'm not really too sure how to describe myself anymore, but I create stuff. I like video work, I like graphic design, I like marketing. I also love podcasts, reading, journaling, coffee. Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't say I liked coffee sooner. It's literally in the title of this podcast in some form, but hi, welcome. This podcast in general is all about the topic of today's episode, self-growth, navigating your life as a young person, finding your way. So, I finally returned to this shitty little thing that's been on my mind constantly for months now. I have been trying to redesign this goddamn cover art for 3 months. 3 months. Probably more, though. Probably more. And that's because I'm too stubborn enough to go and hire somebody else to do it, because I know I'm a designer and I know I can do it. I just can't quite get what I want out of it. Yeah, it's been frustrating me a lot, but I completed it last night, so I hope you love it. I feel like it screams self-care, and not in the face mask, eye mask, that girl way, but in the I'm thriving at a coffee shop reading Colleen Hoover way. You get me? Also, look at that little cute little illustration of me. My right eye is a little droopy. But to be honest, I really couldn't be bothered to redo it. I was going to redo all the eyelashes and do it all, and yeah, I'm not doing it. So now I've pointed it out, you're never going to unsee it. But hey, here we are. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to be here. Oh my God. I've been wanting to record for so long, but it's not been the right time, and I've just either been like stressed or just all over the place. Like, I feel like I'm the most stable I've been in a while now, and maybe by the end of the episode you'll think differently, but right now I'm all good. I'm doing all right. Anyway, how are you? How's your day? I hope you're good, but if you're on your little walk with your therapy headphones and a podcast on hoping it will fix your life, you've got this. You got through yesterday, you made it here, one step at a time, you know? This is what I need to hear when I'm on a walk with a podcast, so I hope this is also what you need to hear. I hope you're good, and I hope that if you're not good, that you're good soon. Yeah. Life for me recently has been a little rocky, to be honest. Been slightly depressed. I actually have depression, by the way. I'm not just singing that. But anyway, I've been struggling a little bit recently, to be fair. I've been a bit up and down. The past few days has been much better because the weather's been nice and I've managed to spend time with the people I love most. You know, those things just make my mental health improve dramatically, and I actually just feel settled for the first time in quite a long time. You know, today I feel stable, which for a Monday is a little bit rare. But yeah. Here we are. Happy Wednesday for you. Yeah. I don't know when you'll listen to this. Maybe you'll listen to it at 7 a.m. Maybe you're keen. Or maybe you're like a evening podcast listener. Let me know how you listen to the podcast, by the way. I'm really intrigued. I always wonder this. I listen to different podcasts at different points in my life. You know, I have my staples, my staple self-care podcasts, and then I have like my businessy make money podcasts. And then I have like my I'm depressed and anxious and I need to listen to a podcast to make you feel better. So those are three different, whole different situations for me. So I'm intrigued as to where my podcast fits into your life. I'm recording this on my Monday evening and I'm of course joined by my co-host of Caffeine. I've made myself a caramel latte tonight. The crowd cheers and basic bitch. But I am so content with life. I've had a lovely evening. I've been planning out this episode. I've just been chilling. I had dinner with my parents, had a little chat with my mum. I've had a really nice evening and it's been honestly a great start to my week. Like, it couldn't have started better. And so I feel really great. Now, today's episode is going to be a mix of a couple of different topics because I want to chat to you all about self-growth because I've been on quite the journey recently, to be honest. You know, I've grown a lot. I've made myself feel better when I've had a bit of downtime. But I also want to talk about my scaries. I turned 20 in 5 days, Saturday the 2nd of April, and I have a whole mix of emotions around this. Like, I'm ready to sound like I'm grown up because I feel older than 19, but putting that number next to me feels weird. It feels like the age where I need to call the doctors by myself, you know? Like, I'm 20. How am I 20? Like, where did the past 4 years go? I honestly, mad. Anyway, first, before I get into the actual episode, I want to do my little high and low of the week. Now, I debated getting rid of this, but for my own selfish reasons of being able to look back at how great or awful my life is, I'm going to briefly touch on it in each episode, just because I think it's nice, and it's also relatable. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I relate to their highs and lows, and it's nice to know it's not just me having lows. Oh, that was dark. Anyway, before I do go into that, I have an Instagram for the podcast and for other creative ventures, graphics, video, animation stuff. The user is bymedley. Please go and follow. I'll be putting up polls for all of the episodes from now on, so that'll become a big part of the episodes. I just wanted this first one to be just like me and just talking from my mind. But yeah, from now on, there's going to be a lot more interaction. There's going to be input from all of you into all the episodes, so I'm really, really excited for that. But yeah, I'd love to have you over there. Come chat, DM me after this episode, let me know what you think. High and lows of the week. So, for my high of the week, I have to say it's being able to spend time with the people I really value most. On Monday last week, we had a little gathering for one of my friend's birthdays, and the night turned out unexpectedly chilled, but I had a great time and I really felt like myself. With having social anxiety, I can get quite overwhelmed in big group situations, but I didn't, and I feel really proud of that actually, because I've been really quite struggling with my anxiety recently, so to even go to that event was quite big for me. And I went and I actually had one of the best nights I've had in a long, long time. I truly, really, really enjoyed myself. The night ended in kebabs and cheesy chips. And if that's not the best way to end a night, I don't know what is. I also met one of my favourite people on Saturday. Hi, if you're listening. Hi. And we just get each other on a deeper level. And it's so great. Like, I can't really explain it. Haven't got the words. It's a feeling you can't control. Sorry, but it's the best feeling in the world to not have to explain away your emotions. Like, I can just tell her straight, like, I'm doing shit today, and she'll be like, yeah, me too, let's chat, and we just talk. It's great. I love you. If you're listening, you're amazing. So yeah, Saturday was great, very chilled, and then Sunday my boyfriend and I went to Ninja Warrior, which is like, I'm presuming you've all seen the TV show. If you haven't, where have you been? It's basically just like a soft play, like obstacles, like a bit of like an obstacle course thing. But I had a great time. It was so much fun. I definitely pulled about 6 muscles and definitely almost crushed a ton of annoying children. However, we had the best time, and it was so nice to forget about everything else in my life for a few hours and just be like, do you know what? All of my stresses and all of my deadlines can wait. They can wait another day because I'm going to have fun today. And yeah, I had a good week, you know, last week, but there were also some lows. So my main low, anxiety. My anxiety, as I mentioned just now, has been honestly quite crippling recently. And I'm trying to smile it off and pretend like I don't care, but it's really starting to frustrate me. So dealing with that has been quite challenging. I'm getting there. It's just one of those things. It comes in waves, as I'm sure if anyone's listening who has anxiety, you'll know that 1 minute you can be absolutely fine and the most confident person in the room, and the next minute you can be crying in the corner. And that's just the way it is. And yeah, for the past like couple of weeks, it's been quite difficult for me to do like the simple things, like the really complicated things I'm fine with. It's the simple things that like should not be hard that I'm really struggling with. But I do feel a lot better now. I feel like I'm kind of coming into my own. I'm getting there. And I refuse to start 20 on a bad note. So we are starting 20 with no anxiety. We're going to think positively and pretend that I have all of a sudden just turned 20 and wished away my anxiety for my birthday.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, so when I think of the word self-growth, I immediately think of those 5 a.m. morning routines with like the really aesthetic lighting, the sun shining through, got my coffee. Yeah, you know the ones I mean. Is there actually a generation of us who have been taught self-growth in quite a healthy and manageable way? I don't think so. But anyway, I'm just going to chat through some ways that I've implemented self-growth into my everyday life in some way, and we'll just let the conversation flow a little bit. So first up, we have mindset. Now, as a younger teenager, I feel like I would have just shrugged this off and been like, yeah, but my life's shit, so like my mindset isn't going to change it. Now, this is where so many people are wrong, and this is where I've been wrong in the past. Mindset is your biggest superpower. And I know that sounds like a Pinterest quote or one of those like boards your godmother has on the wall in the kitchen, but it's generally so true. Like, if you can control your mindset to reach your goals, then so much else in your life can be manifested into what you want it to be. Now, I did find a little Pinterest quote to go along with this part of the podcast. Who is she? I've been loving Pinterest, by the way, recently. I feel like it just radiates motivation. Like, I love it. I've been looking on for outfits. I've been looking on for makeup and hair tutorials. Not that I've done any of them, because I have like 5 minutes to get ready in the morning. So a quote that I found that really has been speaking to me recently is, to create space for new things in your life, you have to let go of things that are no longer serving you. Stop holding on when it's time to let go. Now, this is just too accurate, because right now I'm actively letting go of things that don't fulfill me, and that's not in necessarily a negative way. I just feel like I need some weight to be gone off my shoulders. I am a very different person to who I was a couple years ago, to who I was a couple months ago, to who I was a year ago. And therefore my friendships have changed and my situation's changed. So I'm in like a very transitional time in my life. And with like my 20s coming up, I want to live them the best I can. So yeah, that's the plan. In terms of mindset, like I like to think about it in this way. So you have the power to say to yourself if you are actually having a good or a bad day, or more so to convince yourself of it, but you have the power to make decisions that benefit you. And even though sometimes saying things like, oh, I'm having such a good day, when you're not, sometimes that can be quite, you know, you feel like you're lying to yourself, and in a way you are, but it's for the greater good. You know, it makes you feel better overall over a long period of time, being like, oh yeah, you know, maybe I spilt my coffee this morning, but like, you know, I got to work on time and I've been working really hard. I've got so much done and I'm now out on my lunch break. Like, yeah, my day didn't start great, but like, it's not a bad day. And I don't know, mindset for me is just meant creating space for the new things in my life and accepting that I must let go of the old things that aren't serving me anymore. Like, this can be people, places, mindsets, physical things as well. I think the way, this is really, really silly, but the way I imagine myself when I'm in a negative place is in one of those like horrible cardboard boxes that you use when you move house. Bear with me. I always think, like, every time I'm feeling anxious or overwhelmed, like, what's in this box with me right now? Like, what am I taking with me? Like, what am I carrying with me every single day? Am I carrying guilt, envy, jealousy, stress, anxiety? Why am I carrying it with me? And what can I do to get it out before the box is taped up? And therefore, I will struggle to get it out more. Like, it might be a bit of a silly comparison, I'm aware, but it really makes me conscious of where my thoughts are and where I choose to place my priorities. Like, how close is my anxiety to me? How close is this jealousy that I'm feeling towards this certain thing? Or, you know, everybody feels those emotions. It's just about controlling them to be a manageable level, you know? Is it more important for me to show up on time to see my friend or to show up a couple of minutes late and be in the mental space that means I want to be there and I'm present? Because all it takes is a couple of minutes to write out your emotions and that thing is lessened. I'm not saying that's going to solve all your problems, because I'm well aware that it won't. But like, journaling and letting out your thoughts in some way is just such an amazing way to help your mental health. For me, letting out my emotions or negative thoughts is usually done through me achieving something else or really focusing my attention onto that thing. So at the moment, it's been the gym. I've been going quite regularly, which has been really nice. I've been becoming a little bit of a gym lad myself. But I've been having the best time. Like, I've been going by myself. I've been wearing my shorts, confidence. Oh, yeah, the thing is, right, I feel like my anxiety goes when I get to the gym, unless if it's like really, really busy on a weekday. So it's just, it's almost the best place. but yeah, I lift heavy weights, I have fun. I always tell myself that I've done well, even if maybe I haven't, just because it releases so much serotonin by the time I leave. Like I almost forgot why I was coming in to forget, if that makes sense. So exercise will always be something that I love in some way. I genuinely do believe it works and it helps. You know, if I'm feeling anxious, like, my boyfriend will literally be like, right, we're going on a walk, come on, let's go outside, because he knows that as soon as I'm outside and as soon as I'm like out in fresh air, like, I'm almost half fixed, you know. It's just like little things, but it works for me. But if you're not into the gym, like, try mindfulness, journal about how you'd like to feel, what you want your life to look like, but almost like write it as though it's happening in the present. You know, you'll be surprised how much actually goes to plan when you tell yourself it will, because we go through our lives being like, oh, well, I don't want to like get my hopes up and whatever. Why not? Because what, you might be let down? Okay. This is the thing that I keep having to tell myself, like, oh, I, oh, I find myself all the time being like, but I'm not going to get my hopes up about this. Why not? Why not? Why not just be proud of how far you've got with something and not be afraid of it not going any further? What you narrate to yourself is like what's narrated to you your whole life. Things that have happened to you in your younger years, like those are things you still remember and still affect you, right? So doesn't that show that everything you consume has some sort of impact, whether that's a really, really small impact or whether that's large? Like, the best ways for me to incorporate some sort of mindfulness, self-care, conscious thinking is through podcasts, self-growth and self-development podcasts, preferably Grow and Grind. I've heard it's a great podcast. I make a serotonin playlist. I love them. They really just boost my mood. I absolutely love it. Get yourself to go out for your comfort zone. I think starting to convince yourself that you can do it, like, makes it come sooner than you really think. I genuinely do believe in the law of attraction, and I really do think that you have the power to decide what comes your way to a certain extent. Like, if you put yourself on a wavelength of motivation and calmness, you're going to find things and people and places that really align with that. And it's the same if you put yourself on a wavelength of sadness and stress, then what you attract from that is because of that aura that you're going out to the world. And I don't want to sound all kind of like, oh, like, auras, because that's not really me. I'm just kind of, that is something I believe in. I genuinely think what you put out is what you receive in some sort of way. And if it's not what you receive, then what you're receiving is given to you for a different reason. In terms of like anything else though, like, practice is the best thing. You know, if you want to see results with something, you must actively choose to seek them. If you want to feel less anxious going into a coffee shop, then you need to do it more. And that's a horrible feeling, being like, oh my God, I've got to do it like 40 times before I feel comfortable doing this. But I can tell you now, once you can do it, like, your mind is free. Your mind is free, and freedom is happiness. And that, like, that is the bottom line of it. If you're wanting to understand your emotions and be emotionally free, write them down, reread them, revisit them. You know, it becomes separate from your personal judgment of yourself, but it means that you can notice your own reactions to your words as well. So, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I'm turning the big 2-0 this year. I'm nervous, terrified, throwing up. I didn't really ask for these new responsibilities, you know? I didn't really ask for these new expectations on me, but overall, listen to 20s by Bo Anderson. That song literally encapsulates everything I'm feeling right now, all the scaries. But yeah, like, for real though, can someone tell me why we can't pause time yet? Because, like, if we could just free responsibilities and enjoy our lives, like, would we not just be so much happier? While having a bit of an internal crisis about my upcoming birthday, it made me really think about this whole, like, defining decade thing. Like, is it bullshit? Probably. Is it to sell loads of self-help books? Probably. But is it also most likely the time that you become true to yourself? Yeah. And I expect so, and I hope so. I hope that I learn a hell of a lot about myself in the next decade, because, damn, like, I look back at this decade and it's been a hell of a journey. So I hope the next one's even more of a journey, you know? It excites me in some way, but I'm also terrified. But we're choosing to focus on the excitement a little bit more than the terrified. Story time. I went to the dentist by myself the other day. Big deal. And to some people, this might be like, oh, whatever. But to me, this is a huge big deal. I've hated the dentists ever since I was little. Like, I would not want to go. But the first time, I decided, do you know what? I am a woman. I can go. I'm strong. I'm independent. I go and I get some really bad news about my teeth. I almost fainted, for one, which is a great start, I know. And I also cried to my mum when I got home. But I did it. And I felt really good afterwards in a weird way. Like, I had a breakdown about possibly having to lose one of my teeth. But I was also really proud of myself for sitting in a waiting room by myself. Like, for some reason, the doctor's doesn't really faze me as much. But the dentist, oh my God, I hate teeth. Like, I genuinely, oh God. Whoever, if you are listening to this and you want to be a dentist, like, kudos to you. Like, I could not think of anything worse. I hate teeth. They really freak me out. But anyway, if all of this doesn't prepare me for the chaos of turning 20, I don't really know what will. One minute I was crying because I was proud of myself, and the next minute I'm saying, like, no one will love me because I'll lose a tooth and I'll be ugly. Happy 20s. I also bought myself a shower cap too. Side note, but that was fun. This whole situation in general just, like, made me question why we're expected to all of a sudden know how to be a functional member of society. Like, how am I supposed to know what to say when someone's told me my tooth might have to be removed if the other treatment doesn't work? I just sat there and stared into his soul, and I've never been more embarrassed. Like, I look back now and I'm like, oh my God, but I can't think of what I could have said. Like, oh wow, that's great, because it's not great. And I also can't say, oh wow, that's awful, because then it looks like I don't want to be there. And, like, nobody likes a dentist, but he is a lovely man and I don't want to offend him. I think it's just so difficult because our whole lives previous to this, in most cases, obviously, are led by some sort of goal or life event, like GCSEs, exams, turning 18, A-levels, growing up, degree. But no one tells you what on earth to do when you either divert away from that path or finish your degree. I think this is why so many people have that sort of graduate loss when they leave uni. Like, I left uni towards the end of my first year. I hated it, really wasn't my thing, and I left. And I remember talking to my friends about this kind of dread, like, what now? What's next? Like, what, like, honestly, what am I gonna do with my life? My whole life I had been like, oh, this, like, path that I'm just going along. And then I consciously decide to quit for my mental health, and I quit and I'm like, oh my God, there's all of a sudden no path. Like, where do I go? It's like, on one hand, it's absolutely terrifying to not have a set path, like, especially when you're not exactly sure where you want to go, which has been my case. I think schools forget that not everyone wants to be a doctor or a lawyer and has that end goal. Like, some people do a degree because they like the subject and they want to work in that subject and they want to work professionally. Some people do it because they want to teach that subject. Others do it because they just want to move out for the first time, have a bit of fun. And some people just, you know, choose a random one and hope for the best because they're not really sure. Now, I'm incredibly lucky as to where I'm beginning my 20s. You know, some people leave uni and don't have what I already have. So I see myself as being very privileged in that I was able to leave uni so early and find a different path. I feel and act older than 19. And I almost feel like I'm already in the 20s period of my life. Like, I feel like I'm facing those issues that people face when they leave uni, and yet I'm facing them, like, what, 2-3 years early? I mean, we'll see. Maybe I'll have, like, a revelation overnight on Friday and want to be a teenager again. I hope not. I feel like I'd be happy being 20, you know? I feel like I'd be content. I feel like someone's going to come and help me in some way, but let's be honest, nobody's coming to save you. I feel like I need to whip out the self-care books, grab some life advice right about now. My main issue with turning 20 is the lack of structure, I think. Now, in hindsight, until I moved out properly from home, nothing's changing. Nothing's going to change overnight when I turn 20, but in the back of my mind, it's going to be, you're 20 now, come on, like, wash up that plate. Like, you're 20 now, like, come on, like, you can do this, like, you know, you're not a teenager anymore, you need to, like, make career moves. Like, why is there just this pressure looming around this birthday for me? It's not even that deep. I'm not even getting that old. Like, most people I know are over 20. And yet I'm here like, oh my God, this is awful. I can't believe this is happening. Like, I don't know why this feels so dramatic to me. Like, I hate birthdays at the best of times, so when it feels like this, it just adds a bit of spice, really. I feel like I can already feel the pressure to progress in some way, in some direction, but the problem is, like, I'm in charge of creating that direction and those goals, and that feels like a huge blessing, but also a huge responsibility. And I'm very, very apprehensive about that. Like, I know that, like, in the next 5-10 years, I'd love to buy my own place, decorate it, maybe renovate, have a kid, a dog. There are many things that I know I'd like to happen, but I don't think I'd be mad if they didn't happen. And I don't have a timescale on anything, you know, but turning 20 has made me feel like I haven't got long left to do all of those things. Like, it feels like those, like, what, 10 years are just gonna, like, fly by. When they're not, that's such a long period of time. And I know that's such a stupid thing to say, but, like, I don't know, I feel like it's just that thing of seeing everybody around you do things that you've planned for 10 years' time. Oh my God, there's people getting married, having kids already. I'm still in my bedroom. Now, I know all of this sounds a bit negative, so I'm going to just bring up the vibes here, because it's not negative. It's really not negative. I'm just stressing, overstressing. But hey, that's okay. I think I feel a lot of pressure because, you know, I see people around me either being super adulty and having a house and kids, or the opposite and being at uni, living recklessly, blowing their student loan, whatever. So I'm kind of sitting here somewhere in the middle. And it seems weird. It seems like I shouldn't be there. Like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, have fun, or like, look professional. But I know that my idea of fun or being professional is not the same as some other people, and I think these pressures in my head just collide a little bit. You know, I'm a simple woman. I like my early nights. I like my good food, my good coffee, and my chats in the park. Like, I live my life to be able to treat the people I love with everything they deserve. And I also live my life to treat myself how I deserve to be treated too. I don't know, the way I've been combating about how I feel about all this new change is just to remind myself that life isn't linear. Like, if you need to hear this, you don't need to go a certain way. Like, you really don't. Like, you might think you need to climb the ladder at work. You don't. You can, if you are happy in the job you're in, try and stay there for as long as you can. And if you decide you hate your job, change it. If you decide you want to move across the country, do it. Because life's too short. Life's too short. When you have the opportunity and the privilege to be able to change things in your life, you should take that. Because it, like, change can be beautiful too. And I don't want this podcast coming across as like, change is awful, I'm terrified, my tooth's gonna fall out. Because that's not the case. Like, sometimes the blessing, the biggest blessing in life, is just having no structure around when you need to do things. Like, I genuinely think that having no set path is such a privilege. It's the best thing in life. I'm definitely feeling the scaries of saying I'm not a teenager anymore, but I'm also excited to leave that, oh my God, you're such a baby, oh my God, like, you've still got so much life to live, blah, 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 blah. When I was your age, I'm kind of excited to leave those behind. Like, when I was a teenager, like, I don't know, I know that's going to continue for a while anyway, because I'm still going to be, like, in my early 20s, but I really don't like when people point out my age, because yeah, I am young, but I'm also capable, and like, vice versa, like, I might not be as capable, but that's because I'm young. But I also don't want to be kind of, it'd be like, oh, but she's young, so it's fine. Like, no, it's not. Like, if I've made a mistake, I want to know. Yeah. Anyway, I feel much older than 19, but not ready to be 20. I'm just confused. So yeah, please let me know if you feel the same way, because my mind is running at 90 miles an hour at the moment. New segment. Welcome to Food for Thought. No, it's not going to be sung every time, don't you worry. This segment is basically take what you will and use it in whatever way you want to. This could be a book, a quote, a journal entry prompt, you know, a song. Honestly, expect anything and everything here. But for this week's Food for Thought, I saw this quote on Pinterest. Yes, Pinterest. Sorry, I am that girl. And it really spoke to me. I just thought I'd share it. Take what you will. Bring it with you for the rest of your week. Think about it in the shower. I honestly don't know. But I hope it helps in some way. Hopefully. So I'm just going to read it to you. It's by Sylvester McNutt. Awakening. You reach a point where you feel yourself going through an awakening. You look at what you used to do and who you used to be. It hurts because you realize you believed in and promoted nonsense. You grow, you evolve, and you stop because you no longer operate at that frequency. As a result, there's certain people that you have to walk away from. As a result, you start to realize just how messed up the world is. You want to help, you want to heal, you want to make it a better world. This is how you know you're awakening a higher level of consciousness. Take it as you will. Take whatever you want from that. But it just spoke to me and I felt I just needed to share it. It needed to be shared. I couldn't help it. So I hope you enjoyed that and I hope you felt something good from it. I don't know. But thank you for listening to today's episode. This is the end of the episode. I'm so happy to be back here and to be back chatting to you all and making random jokes that definitely only I editing this will get and laugh to. But I appreciate you and I hope you're having a great week. I'm just really happy to be sat in front of my little snowball mic. You know, just grinning over here with my coffee. My coffee has definitely gone cold now. I've been recording for 40 minutes. Surely it's cold. Chat to me over on the Instagram at @bymedley. My personal is Laura Medley with two Ys. Show me where you're listening to this. Like, are you on a walk? Are you studying? Are you working? If so, please don't risk losing your job for me. But I'm excited about this and I'm excited to be back. And I also want to know where in your life this podcast is going to fit in, because if it's part of your routine, it will motivate me to to post way more often on here. Like, I'm not sure whether these episodes will be weekly or fortnightly or just a mixture of both of those things, just because I work 9 to 5:30 a week. I also make YouTube videos. I also do TikTok and Instagram. So it's a busy time, but I'm going to try and do my best for you to get them out as much as possible. Like, if I think I'm going to alternate between the podcast and YouTube, maybe do a podcast and a YouTube one week, you know, treat yourself. But yeah, I'm going to try and do my best and get them up as often as I possibly can. But thank you very much for listening. Have an amazing day and an amazing week. And go compliment someone, anyone, somebody in the street. Do something good. Help someone cross the road. See you soon. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.